Rabbi, any time a prat in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda comes after a Tanakhama and says, Amosai, when he says the word, when is this, you should know, Uvameh, or else he says, Uvameh, any well in the parish. Rabbi Yehuda only comes to explain, he does not come to argue. And the parish, Divrei Chachamim, is only coming to explain the Divrei Chachamim. So it's a kasha in Rabbi Nachama, who he's arguing against the Mishnah. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, Amosai in the parish. Rabbi Yochanan says there's a difference. When Rabbi Yehuda says the lashon of Amosai, when is this? He means to explain what the Chachamim just said. Uvameh, but when he says the lashon of Uvameh, that's lachalik. He's coming to argue. But I call upon him, Udukulu Yalma Amosai in the parish. Everybody here holds that when Rabbi Yehuda says the word of Amosai, he means to explain what the Tanakhama said. So it's a kasha. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says Amosai. So he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. So then the pshat would be, why is a gambler puzzled only like Rosh Lakish? Because he's not being Isaac in Yeshuva Shalalam. Therefore, if he has another business, he's okay. But of course, not like Rami Bachama. So the Gemara says, Gavra, Gavra, Karamas, what's the big kasha? That yes, the kasha, these are Maroyim against Rami Bachama, Masav, Pligi, Masav, Le Pligi. I'll tell you, Rami Bachama holds no, that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on the Chumim, even though he uses the Lashon of Amosai. So it's not a kasha on the Mishnah to Rabbi Bachama. So the Gemara of Le Pligi, they don't argue, the Yatani will not like this. Dein sheyesh l'umnis. Dein sheyesh l'umnis shalayhu. Whether this gambler has another business. Dein shein l'umnis. Elohu. Whether he has no other business. How raised the apostle. Says clearly that the person is possible to be an aid. So here you see clearly there is a Tanakhama. Somebody is arguing against Rabbi Yehuda. Like here the Chur is a riot to Rami Bachama. That even though he has another job, so what? Lamaisa, a gambler. He's over the Issa Gezel. He's possibly aidist. Because I'll tell you, Hahi, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfani. I'll say this goes a little bit of Rabbi Tarfani. You know, he said this memory, not the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, but that's according to Rabbi Tarfani Shita. The Tanakh will not like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Tarfani. Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Rabbi Tarfani, that the Olam Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, in this case we'll soon see, neither of them become a Nazir, Lefish Lenitme Nazirus Elalaf Law. Nazirus is only when you have to say clearly, I want to be a Nazir. And we know right now that you're a Nazir. Not if we have a doubt whether you're a Nazir or not. Rashi says like this. The Yehlam really am a fan of Farishu. And the Rabbanim do not argue on Rabbi Yehuda. But it's just Rabbi Tarfin, Rashi says. And Echemi a Nazir, Shnayim Yoshvim. Two people are sitting down. The Yechad Oiver. And one person passed by them. The two people that are sitting down, one of them said, Plainly Oiver Nazir, the one that passed by is a Nazir. The Zer Oimer ain't a Nazir. The other one said, no, I know that guy, he's my friend, he's not a Nazir. The Yomer Echad, the other one said, listen, Hareini Nazirim Kamaisai, I'll be a Nazir if you're right. And the other one said back, Hu Oimer, Kamaisai, Hu Shu Nazir, Bechaveri Oimer, Hareini Nazirim Kamaisai. Each one said back, listen, if you're right, I'll be a Nazir. And he said, if I'm right, he'll be a Nazir. So in such a verse like that, neither of them become Nazirim. That's Rabbi Tarfon Svaro. Because since at the time when you said it, you did not know for sure that you're a Nazir, that according to you, you think that guy is not a Nazir. Like you said, he's not a Nazir. So when I said, if it's like you, I'll be a Nazir, I didn't really mean to be a Nazir. Because I think that I'm right. So Rabbi Tarfon says, that's no good. Ein echem yem Nazir. Shal asofik om advar v'chilo. V'yein za'af lo. That's not called a clear thing. So what do you see? The according to Rabbi Tarfon, this is also called an asmachta. Like even though it's up to you, even though it's not the yod, it's not up to you to do it, still it's called an asmachta. Like here, it's not up to you to know if the guy's a nazir or not. Like either he is or he's not. So that's diamond to gambling. When you put the money in the pot to gamble, like you know, not for sure you're going to gain, maybe you lose. So is that called an asmachta or not? Before we were saying, it's not called an asmachta. When you give the money, you know you may lose it, so you mean to give it away. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, not like that. When the person here said, I want to be a Nazir, he didn't mean it. Because there's a tzad to say, maybe he's right. So even though it's not up to him to make it right or wrong, still, as long as there's a way that he may be right, he doesn't mean what he's saying. So when you gamble, the same thing. According to Rabbi Tarfon,
when you put money in the pot, you do not mean to give the money away. You have doubt that maybe you're going to win, and you want the money to be yours. Therefore, when you lose it, it's like Gezel. Whoever takes it is over the Yisr Gezel. I didn't mean to give it to him. Right. So it's only courtship. Tafin, Brenech Nami. Now Mishnah, both the Rabbanah and Rabbi Yehuda, both hold that he's only possible because he's working only in gambling. And like Rashlaka says, he's not Isaac B'Yeshuvai Shalayim. Then the Mishnah says, Malv of Ribis. Somebody lends money to Ribis. He's also called a Rasha. He's possible Yedis. Omar Rabbah. Rabbah says, Lava Baribis, possibly Yedis. If somebody lends money Baribis, he's possibly Yedis. There's not only if he gives money, not only the Malva that receives the Ribis, but even the Leva, the one that borrows the money, I mean, has to pay back, he's also called a Russia. Yeah. The Rashi says, the Kaimalon, Ha Malva via Leva, Oizim Baleta say, they're both over the Lav. The Chiva and the Chimud Nama Miavera, Al Das, Heavenly to Russia the Chomis. And since he went and borrowed the money through an Aveira, it's called like a different Aveira of Chomos, he's a Rasha, and therefore he carries possibly Yedis. So the Gemara and Rava, Vonant, now Mishnah says, Malva Baribis. So here only the Malva is possibly Yedis. Because the Malva is like doing a big Aveira. He's the one that's lending money to receive back the interest, and he's taking back the interest. See, that's called like a Rasha of Chomos. So the Mashma, only the Malva, not the Leva. Someone says, no, Pshan the Mishnah is, Minveh Habor Baribis. It doesn't mean the Malva. Just mean any loan that has to do with interest, whether it's the Malva or the Leiva, both of them become Sulim and they're possible to be innate. Bar Binsus Asidabe Trey Sadi. Two people come to Edis for them. Chadoma Kaimididi Uzif Ribusa. One said, in front of me, we saw the way he borrowed money in Ribis. Yeah. The Chadomar Lididi Oisva Bribisa. To me, he lent money Bribis. The Maestro was Pasle Rava Labar Benisim. Rava believed these two Edim, that Bar Benisim lent money with interest, and therefore he became a Rashi's Pasle Edis. The question is, how can you believe these two Edim? The first one is okay. The first Ed is saying that I saw the way this person, Bar Benisim, lent somebody money Bribis. That's good. But the second one is saying that he lent me the money to Ribis. So he's a Russia. He himself should actually be an aide. He should be possibly aided himself. I have a Ravu, the young Ravu is the one that said, Lava Baribis, possibly aided. If you just borrow the money, I'm going to have to pay back interest, you're also possibly aided. And so the heavenly Russia, this second aide himself is a Russia. Like he's saying, Barbisus lent me the money to Ribis. And so the Torah says, Al Toshes Rosh aid. You can't let a Russia be an aide. So how could Rava trust the second aide? The second aide himself was a Leiva Baribis. So my answer is true, because we had before in Daftes already, but Rava the time, and Rava goes according to his own time. The Yomar Rava, Rava said before, that Adam Karev Eitel Atzmai. A person cannot say aides against himself. You're a Karev. When you say about yourself, you're the biggest Karev you are. You're close. You're a relative of yourself. And therefore, v'yein odom emesem atzma Russia. A person doesn't have a right to make himself into a Russia. So when that's called, we said before the Russian was, palginon diburei. We believe half your words, and the other half we do not believe. Half your words we believe is like this. The second aid is saying that Barbisos lent money Baribis. You said that you were the one that took the money. So the fact that you're saying you're the one that lent the money, we don't believe you on yourself. Because yourself, you're a curve. We don't believe you what you're saying against yourself. So we say, Pagina, we only believe half of it. That you're saying that he lent money, Baribis, that we believe you. So the kids, so we have two aides now saying that this person, Barbisus, lent money, Baribis. Therefore, he becomes possible to be an aide. Mor says now, who tabcha, there was a butcher. The shtakach, the nafka trefusa, mitusa yade. Yo, you came down to the factory, and he saw the way the sheikhid passed out a meat, that was a trefa. So he saw the shaykh wasn't doing a good job. He's supposed to only pass out kosher meat. And if it comes out that he chefed for the trefa, he has to get rid of it, sold to the goyim, not give it to the Jews. So kitzur, they found out that this shaykh wasn't acting good. So, pastor Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said he's a apostle of shaykh, can't use him anymore. They offered it, and they took him off, they fired him. There's no more shaykh. Also, this shaykh went and started to do tshuva. Ribi Mazai, he let his hair grow.
was to fry and let his nails grow, just to show he's very sorry what he did. And his mamish like doing tshuva. Rashi says, Higdil started, let his hair start, let his hair grow long. The tiporn of let his nails grow long. Lenavel atzma, to make himself a nivel, not to look so nice. Last is tshuva. That's what the shekel started to do. Said, so now, sovra of Nachman Yachshuei. Listen, the guy can do a chet and then he does tshuva. So he thought to say, now he's kosher to be a shekel again. Let's put him back up to his position again. That's what the Nachman thought to say. Omele Rav said, that's what Nachman, hold it, wait. Dil meru mekumarim. Maybe the sheikh is only fooling you. That's all. Really, he's having a good time. He doesn't have any das to do tshuva. Just he wants to get his job back, so he's growing a beard now for a few days. He's letting his hair grow, he's letting his nails grow. Maybe he's only a phony, though. So if so, so Rav Nachman said, what should I do, though? Ela maitakante. How do I fix up the guy? How do I know he really did tshuva? So the he answered back, Rav said, kidirav idi baravin. Tulak rav idi baravin. Tiyom rav idi baravin. Hachoshed ala treifas. If somebody is choshev that he let treifas go by, is ein lo takona. We don't let this person work again to be a butcher. Ad sheyelech lomokim shemakirin, I say. So we send him to a place that nobody sees him. So Rashi says, the tshuva d'osom la v'rumihu. If he goes to a new town and nobody knows him there, there he can't be a phony. So either he does tshuva or not. V'yachzer aveda b'dover choshev. And he does mitzvahs there. Rashi says, v'yachzer aveda means, if he finds a lost object of his friend, since we see this person is doing mitzvahs, he's returning avedis, we see that he lost his taiva to steal money. Because if he still has a taiva of stealing money, he won't give back the aveda. He would want to keep it himself. So if we see that he's giving back money, or else, that we see there that he again started to be a butcher there, and there when he had a treifas, he took a paskal at the treifa, and he just didn't sell it. So if that's called real tshuva, if we see him in a not known place to act of doing tshuva, there it's good. But in the same town here in front of Rav Nachman, here it would not help. Here we have to be afraid. Maybe he's only a phony. Then the Mishnah says the next case is umafricha yayim, that you grow pigeons. So Mara says, "My mafricha yainim. What is this mafricha yainim? So hocha here in Bavel, Tirgamuha, e tekadmeyo yainach liyani. Like Pasha, they had a races with the they bet money on pigeons. If my pigeon comes in first, I win. If your pigeon comes in first, you win." Rashi says, "In tefimu yainach liyani liyani etam lechor kach makach. If my pigeon comes in first, then you have to give me $1,000. If your pigeon comes in first, I'll give you $1,000." The kids know what type of gambling. Rabbi Chama bar Yishayama Arya. No, the case of Mafricha Yoina means you put up a type of a pigeon that causes other pigeons to come to you. Rashi says Malumid Lahavi Yoinim and Mekaymais Lebeis Bailim Al Korkach V'yesh Bem Gezel. Like some type of a guy that draws the crowd. He draws other birds to come to him. They have a special type of a pigeon that knows the malacha. They'll start chirping there and make other pigeons come to it, and then before you know it, you'll have 25 pigeons in front of your nose. So the kids say that's the way you're stealing other pigeons. So that's the avera here. So where it says, "Man diyom itikad noch yonich liyoni," the one that says the type of gambling here, "My time lo yama aya," how come he doesn't learn the cases where you have a pigeon that's drawing the crowd? "Omulach aya, b'vnei dake shalom b'yama." That's only yes, mishum dake shalom. Like you're not really stealing the pigeons. You're only causing them to come to you. The Rashi says, "Tani ulamed gemara chulin yoni shevel yoni aliyah yesh from gezel ledake shalom." If somebody steals it, there's no real gezel over there. Leizocher bembal hashevich the mele kostiv rabin hosam. Like pigeons is not something really you own. It comes by itself. So therefore, if somebody takes it away from you, there's no realistic gezel. It's only the rabbanim nikaloch of dake shalom. So since it's only yosim, the rabbanim mashmi, you will not become possibly edus. So that's why he does not want to say the case is that you're drawing other pigeons. Therefore, he'd rather say they're gambling here. And again, either the shiloh is because of gezel, or else because ainu oisik yeshuva shalom. Now, Aman diyamari, the one that says, no, the pshat here is that it's a drawer, it's a type of a pigeon that draws other pigeons to come. My time l'yama itekandine yoinich liyoni. How come he doesn't say it's a gambling here? Omulah, he said, because poshin, hainim sakha bekuvia. If you tell me now the case of pigeons also is it's a race for the pigeons, and with gambling, that's mamas pesaka b'kuvia. It's the same case already. What do you need two cases for? Idoch, the other, the first one, the other, that says no. Here also pigeons, the type of races, is gambling. So what do you need two cases for? I tell you, tana tola b'das atzmai, for tana tola b'das yoni. The first case is b'das atzmai. She says devi asmachta. That's called an asmachta. For hodar, tana the tola b'das yoni. Says two different cases. One you tola in your pigeon, and the first kumtaka b'kuvi is whether you're gambling. That's called tola b'das atzmai. Mor says l'tzrich. We need both cases. The tana tola b'das atzmai. The first case kumtaka b'kuvi. Maybe over there, since it's up to you to win, you never really mean to give the money away because you think you're going to win. The Yama, the person says, listen, I know myself, the Yadin and Tfei,